Welcome to GSA 101, brought to you by Elevate GSA, where we turn GovSpeak into a language you speak. My name is Hannah Struss, and I have Colin Hertzel here with me today, and we are going to be talking about the EPA moratorium GSA has put into effect until September 30th, 2022.
In response to the current state of the economy, GSA released Acquisition Letter MV-22-02, announcing some temporary flexibility regarding price increases to GSA contract products and services. These new flexible guidelines will be in effect until September 30th, 2022. During this time, the memorandum will implement the following changes.
Modifications requesting an increase above the normal allowable EPA ceiling stated in 552.216-70 for each industry will no longer have to be approved by the contracting director, but instead to just one level above the contracting officer. In short, it will be a bit easier to get these types of requests through.
They also have relaxed the time limitations on EPA increases. Normally, vendors have to wait until your contract is a year old to request an EPA, but this removes that limitation.
This also relaxes limitations on the number of EPA increases a contractor may request. Typically, vendors can only request a price increase up to 3 times a year, and this removes that limitation.
Historically, if you have removed an item off your contract, you're not allowed to add it back at a higher price point, but during this moratorium, you are allowed to do this.
It is up to each reviewing contracting officer to determine what requests are reasonable or eligible, and they may negotiate, accept, or remove items at their discretion.
If you're finding that your current offerings on GSA aren't keeping pace with the current inflation rates, now is the time to submit a modification request to request those increases that you need to keep your contract functioning properly. You should be aware that GSA may request supporting documentation to show that you've also increased your rates to your commercial, read as non-GSA customers as well. This may mean showing invoices that reflect the percent increase you're trying to get your GSA rates raised by. And it's going to be up to each CO to determine what they deem reasonable to process these requests. As always, if you have any questions or requests for a topic in a future episode, please feel free to reach out to us at podcast@elevategsa.com.
Thanks for listening.